186 at the bottom, Nun Aleph on top. We're going to start the first or the second of the narrow lines, like 8 lines down, 10 lines down, whatever. Okay, so he says like this. He's speaking about why action is very important, but at the same time, you need the neshama of the action. Because if you don't have the soul, the kavana, the intent, the enthusiasm about it, so then it's dead. And he's speaking about the inanimate plant, animal, and human, right? Everything is divided, and everything has a soul, but you need to elevate it. So he says now like this. It's also divided into 4 categories. He says like this. Kiguf a mitzvah atzma mamish. In other words, Al Rebbe is saying now like this. Just like in mitzvahs, there's inanimate plant, animal, and human. You have 2 parts of action mitzvah and 2 parts of the intent of the mitzvah. Also 4. Kiguf a mitzvah atzma mamish. Because the actual body of the mitzvah, the action of the mitzvah, hein beid madregas at 2 levels, which are mitzvahs maisiyas mamish, action mitzvahs, lighting candles, putting on tefillin, and so on, or mitzvahs atuluyas bedibur umachshava, and mitzvahs connected to speech or thought. There's certain mitzvahs you do with speech and thought, certain mitzvahs you do with action. Like Talmud Torah, learning Torah, you do with your mouth. Krishma, tefillah, birchas hamazon, that bunching after eating the shar brachas. Okay? So you have, in the body of a mitzvah, you have action mitzvah and speech mitzvah. Kavonis ha-mitzvahs l'davka b'yizbarech, and in the intent of the mitzvah, which is the neshama of the guf, nechlekes gamkin l'shtei madregas, is also divided into 2. In other words, like this. There's inanimate, plant, animal, and human. Okay? So he says, inanimate and plant, that's the body of the mitzvah. Action mitzvah is inanimate. Speech mitzvahs are plant. Now he says, the intent of the mitzvah is animal and people. What does that mean? So he says like this. The kavod is a mitzvah ledavka beyisbarech, which is neshama to the guf. Nechlekes gamkin l'shtei madregis is also divided into 2 levels. Like 2 levels of the soul, which is chai umedaber. What? So.
I just want to know the divisions.
You have inanimate, plant, animal, and human, yes? Hello? So you have 2 of them are the body of the mitzvah, 2 of them are the soul of the mitzvah. Action mitzvahs is called the inanimate of the mitzvah. Right? It's the action of the mitzvah. Mitzvahs connected to speech are the plant life. Now you're left with 2, animal and human. These are the 2 levels of intent of a mitzvah, of the neshama of the mitzvah. You can have a neshama like an animal, and you can have a neshama like a person in the intent of the mitzvah. He says like this, Kavanas ha-mitzvah ledavka b'yisbach, which is the neshama of the body, nechlekes gamkin l'shtei madregis, is divided also into 2 parts, like 2 levels of the neshama, which is in the guf. Okay? Now, he says like this, Kimi shedai t'yofa, a person that has a good mind, L'das es Hashem, to know Hashem, u'lezbeinin b'gdolosu yizbarech, and to meditate into the greatness of Hashem, u'lehelen mibinose, and to create from their understanding, yira ilah, the higher level of fear of Hashem in his mind, v'avas Hashem b'chol ha'yamani shebelibay, and love in the right side of the heart, li'es nafshi tzmeya l'Hashem, that his soul should long and be thirsty to Hashem, ledavkebei, to cling to Him, By keeping Torah mitzvahs. He said like this. You can have a person that intellectually stimulates his brain to understand the greatness of Hashem and to understand how by doing a mitzvah we connect ourselves to Hashem. And that's why he does the mitzvah. That intent is called human intent because it's a stimulated intellectual relationship with Hashem. Okay? What does this mean? The whole universe was created with one word from God's mouth. Okay? Think about this for a second. The whole universe and everything in it is one word of God's mouth. Now take a person. One word that we speak compared to the power of speech that we have. The power of speech that we have is unlimited. It's only we live X amount of years, so we can only say actually X amount of words. The power of speech that we have is infinite. Compare one word to the power of speech, it's one to infinite. Above speech is thought. Compare that one word to the power of thought, it's more nothing. Above thought are emotions and intellect and willpower and essence. Okay? Compare one word, one word to the power of the essence, it's like you can't even describe, it's nothing. It's worthless. Yeah? So now the Rebbe is saying like this. When you do a mitzvah, you connect to the essence of Hashem. So if you think about it, the whole universe, all the money and all the food and all the goodies, the good times of the universe is only one word of God's mouth, which compared to Hashem is a zillion times nothing. When a Jew does a mitzvah, they reach the essence of God. So he says, if a person can have intellectual stimulation of understanding why we're doing a mitzvah and what happens when we do a mitzvah, and that causes enthusiasm and excitement more than winning the lottery, so then when the person does a mitzvah with that kavana, that is called the human kavana, not the animal kavana. It's not instinctive. It's meditated. Then he's going to explain this. A person doesn't have that ability. They cannot intellectually, through intellect, stimulate their feelings to really love Hashem. What do? We learned before. You have to reveal your natural, instinctive love that we have anyway to Hashem. Yeah, and that's enough to do a mitzvah. That intent, that's called the animal intent. Not the human intent, the animal intent. But just like everything in the world is divided into four letters of God's name, four worlds, four directions, everything is four. Mitzvahs are also divided into four. There's inanimate mitzvahs, the action of the mitzvahs. There is verbal mitzvahs, which is the plant of mitzvahs. And then you have the animal instinctive kavan of the mitzvah. And then you have the human level of kavan of a mitzvah. Now it's understood, the more kavana and intent and enthusiasm somebody has by doing a mitzvah, the higher up the mitzvah flies. The higher up the mitzvah flies, because you're connecting essence to essence. And that's what's important. Even though the action part of the mitzvah is what counts, you have tefillin on the table and you meditate all about tefillin, you'll have the matches and the candle and everything ready, and you'll meditate into Shabbos candles, but you won't light it, you won't put it on, the tefillin, you didn't do the mitzvah. You do the mitzvah with no kavana, you did the mitzvah. But you're lacking in the life of the mitzvah. It's an inanimate, dead mitzvah. If it's an inanimate, dead mitzvah, it doesn't go anywhere. Huh?
It needs wings.
It needs wings. But even in the wings, you can have instinctive wings, or you can have intellectually meditated, stimulated wings. What? Which world? Sometimes it stops in Yetzirah, sometimes it's Tiberias, sometimes it goes to Tzilus. Right? It actually depends how high it goes up. But it depends also, you know, Chassidus says like this, you have temptations. Okay? In fact, the Maamar of the Tiferet Rabbi discusses there's various levels of enjoyment. Okay? There are people that enjoy eating and drinking. Believe it or not, there's a lot of people that like eating and drinking. A higher, more refined enjoyment than that is music. I mean, not what they call music, music. Then, more refined than that, there are people that enjoy doing somebody a favor. There are people that enjoy somebody, they just enjoy doing a favor to somebody. It's also an enjoyment. Then you have, believe it or not, a few weirdos that have intellectual enjoyment. They just enjoy learning. Okay? These are four levels of temptations that people have. Eating and drinking, music, doing a favor, and intellectual. Okay, now Tov understood, eating and drinking, that's exactly like an animal. Okay? Music is not a human enjoyment yet. Because humans' uniqueness is intellect. So if a person enjoys music, it's not really the human enjoyment yet. Even doing somebody else a favor, that's not what's uniquely human. Uniquely human is intellect. And then the last level, the Tiferet Rebbe says, is a level of what's called, the Pasuk says, Lehisaneg al Hashem, to enjoy being one with God. That's the ultimate level of a Jew, to become one with Hashem. Last week we learned, you know, inanimate plant, animal, and human. Inanimate, you water a plant to become the growth of the plant. Plants eat my animal, animals eat my human. Where do humans go? They're the epitome of creation. Where do humans go? Humans need to go to God. Everything goes up. Okay? A human needs to move higher by having an enjoyment of being close to Hashem. That is the ultimate human experience and the ultimate human enjoyment. Worldly enjoyment, no matter how much it is limited. And that is only from one word of Hashem's mouth. What are you getting already? Nothing. When you have godly enjoyment, so then you're reaching, you become actually one with Hashem Himself, which is infinitely much greater. So he says, we live in a world that people try to get out of whatever they can. You know that? We live in a world where whatever you can get out of, you try to get out of. You know, they have In-N-Out burgers, In-N-Out this, In-N-Out shoals, In-N-Out banks. Today they want also In-N-Out shoals. You know, you start, finish, let's get out of here. Years ago, not that many years ago, people enjoyed going to shul. They enjoyed going to shul, they enjoyed listening to a chazan that went on and never ended, and a speech that started and never ended. People, that was they enjoyed. Do that today, they'll shoot you. Rarely. No, because we live in a world, because that's not the enjoyment. When you enjoy something, you don't want it to end. Something you don't enjoy is burdensome, so therefore it's burdensome, so you want it to end. The intellectual stimulation he's talking about over here is actually enjoy doing a mitzvah to become one with Hashem. Then that mitzvah is called the medaber, the highest level, the intellectual stimulation of relationship with Hashem. Otherwise, you can have instinctive revelation of your feelings, but animals also run on instinct. It's not humanly unique. And by the way, this is also something that it doesn't come easy. By nature, people are animals. Two-legged animals. We're having a good time. We're interested in having things easy. We're interested in enjoying life. You know, we don't like doing things that we don't like to do. We don't like to do things that we don't like doing. The ultimate is to learn to like those things that we need to do. What? Yes, now it's his fault.
You just said that this is by nature, this is how we
look. Yeah.
Okay, so
who
created us like that?
Does God love you?
Huh? I'm asking a question of Ben
says. And she's answering it. Does God love you? Yeah. The puzzle after he asks Hamamar Hashem. Hashem said, I love you. If he loves you, why do you make, does he make our life so difficult?
I don't know. Because he wants to work.
Huh?
Maybe
God's definition of
love is different than ours.
To
appreciate. Isn't it to grow closer? No. He also wants to be one with us. Yeah, Hashem is one with us. From finite to become infinite, is humanly possible or not? Huh? No. But that's what Hashem gave us the ability to do. A human being does a mitzvah, they become infinite. When a human being, which is creation, does a mitzvah, they become creator. You know what that means? It doesn't mean you're making another $1 million, $1 billion, $1 trillion, $1 trillion. That's all limited. Okay? Compared to the accomplishment of what we do, anything that we do is easy. If a person needs to focus on what we accomplish by what we do, and if you realize that the accomplishment is an infinite, unbelievable accomplishment, then the work is not a burden. Then the work is a pleasure.
Sounds very nice, but what is it?
This whole religion sounds very nice.
Sounds beautiful, yeah, but what does it mean?
When a Jew does a mitzvah, what happens to the Jew?
Who knows?
They become one with Hashem. They become a shutif, LaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'maaseh bereishis. Become a partner with God in creation. What does that mean? Partner with God means an equal with God. God is creator, we become creator. God is infinite, we become infinite. That's what happens when a person does a mitzvah.
Doesn't that answer my question as to why we were created? You just said that our nature is that we are like animals. Why is that?
Because if Hashem would make it easy for us, we wouldn't be able to accomplish that accomplishment. Angels have it easy, therefore what they do is worthless. They don't accomplish anything. The greater the challenge, I know we tell God, don't hug me too tight. I know you love me, don't hug me too tight. Okay? But the bottom line is, the greater the challenge, the greater the difficulty, the greater the accomplishment. In order for finite to become infinite creation, creator, person, God, it cannot be easy. Because if it's easy, it's not going to happen.
What?
But Hashem wants us to have the greatest accomplishment. So Hashem says, there's only one way it's going to happen. And that is when it's not easy. It sounds good. Yeah? Sounds good. But you know what? Whether we see it or not, whether we understand it, whether we believe in it, it doesn't. Somebody else came to the Rebbe. I don't know if I read it somewhere. Somebody came to the Rebbe and said, Rebbe, I don't believe. So the Rebbe said to him, the fact that you say you don't believe doesn't take away from the fact that you do. And you believe. You're saying you don't, that doesn't change the fact that you do. It's a very profound statement. Just because you scream, I can't, it's hard, that doesn't take away from the reality. And because Hashem loves us so much, believe it or not, sometimes we don't know that, we don't think it, feel it, but the fact is, because He loves us so much, Hashem says, this is the way you're going to reach a level that the truth of the matter is, any difficulty in life is nothing compared to the accomplishment. So what's so hard about that? Huh? Hard to believe. Silence. It's golden. Again, it's deep, but it's reality. No, it's the reality. In our minds, it's abstract. That's our lack of vision.
But all that is abstract.
I know everybody wants God to make our life easy. And that's what we daven for. But you know what? The bottom line is, God runs the world the way He wants to, and He has His reasons for doing it. And if you would be God, you would run it the same way. And Hashem says, this is the way you reach levels that you couldn't reach.
We don't even see those levels.
Huh?
We don't see those levels either.
Correct.
We don't see any of those
levels. We do it on credit. If we would see it, it would be easy again. No, because if we feel the reward that we accomplish now, then it wouldn't be that difficult. They say little kids, just in chinuch, when you promise a reward to a kid, you can't give it to them tomorrow or the next day, because that's way out. You have to give it to them right away. Reward and punishment by a kid has to be right away. If you do it the next day, it's not going to work. Okay? But we're not kids. A person knows they work on a project in business. Yeah? You work on a project, inventing something, whatever. You work on it. You know it's going to take years and years and years to do.
They see where they're going. They see the progress. They see, okay, I accomplished this much. Okay, now I can do the next step. Now I can do the next step.
So in life, we have to be able to see the progress.
Okay, so but it's much harder to see progress.
Not the progress. We can't see the reward. The progress we can see.
You can see, but you don't.
You can see the progress. Becoming better people, less into ourselves. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be, that. Not the way it is. Okay.